You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz-style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 167 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I'm joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kel?
Good. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing pretty well. Hanging in there. Loving the company of my little dog, Chester.
Chesty.
Chesty is the bestie. Better than all the resty.
Whoop, whoop.
Got him a little plaid stocking to match his plaid neckerchief. No big deal.
Naturally.
If anybody wants a picture, email me. I've had a lot of takers on, hey, actually, I would like to see that picture of Chester.
I love that. You want to put a visual to what you hear about, you know? I get it.
I know. And you will not be disappointed. He is a real cutie. Little three-legged prince.
Absolutely.
New mascot for the pod. Welcome to December, Kelly. Did you know that we have a brand new visual roundup?
Sure did.
Pretty festive, so y'all should check it out.
Check it out.
Which means we will be revealing the answers to the November visual round at the end of this episode. Also, a few new patrons. Huge shout out to Gloria and Monet.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you.
Gloria was the gal that we did the 72nd birthday quiz for and spent an afternoon with her and her lovely family. Now she's a patron.
Love it.
Friend of the show. Yep. We do some customized Zoom live quizzes.
Yeah. Email us if you ever want to do some live quizzes.
We do corporate events. We do personal events. Just hit us up and we can do a whole custom quiz. And it's always a good time. Real crowd pleaser.
Of course. What better way to celebrate than being asked questions?
Right. It's so funny because in my youth, I had massive test anxiety. And now in my old age, I'm just like, ask me questions. It's weird. It's like, totally. I would have never predicted I would have enjoyed trivia, but I really do, guys. It's a good time.
All right. It's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5. So you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is bald meat arm. BALDMEATARM. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what American Idol runner-up and openly gay vocalist joined the rock band Queen in 2011? Moving on to round 1.
Round number 1 is something we do from time to time on Trivia Time. This one is called Rhyme Time. This general knowledge round consists of rhyming answers. So two examples would be Nutter Butter or Slick Rick.
Question number 1. Handmaid's Tale and Only Murders in the Building are two original shows streaming on what network? Question number 2. List the two rhyming African countries with the capital cities, Banjul and Lusaka. Question number 3. What British pop rock band is best known for their 1997 hit, Tub Thumping? Question number 4. Who is the sweet young girl who interrupts a home burglary in the holiday classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Question number 5. What two former U.S. presidents have first names that rhyme? Question number 6. New York has 11 professional sports teams, 3 of which rhyme each other. List all 3 for a point. Question number 7. What form of Japanese ritual suicide involving disembowelment literally translates to belly cutting. Question number 8. What 1991 dark comedy film starred Phoebe Cates as a troubled Minneapolis court reporter with a cheating husband and her eccentric and disruptive imaginary friend, portrayed by British actor Rick Mayall?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one, rhyme time. Question number 1. Handmaid's Tale and Only Murders in the Building are two original shows streaming on Hulu.
And I don't watch much of either of those, but lately I've just been enjoying the new season of White Lotus.
Yes.
Ugh, it's so good, Kelly.
So good. Question number 2. The two rhyming African countries are Gambia and Zambia.
Sure are. And if Namibia kicked that eye out of its situation, then it could join its friends.
Real party. Question number 3. The band best known for their 1997 hit, Tub Thumping, is Chumbawamba.
You know the one. I take a whiskey shot. I take a vodka shot. I drink all these things. And then I drink some more things.
Cliff Notes version of the song.
Uh-huh.
Question number 4. The sweet young girl in the holiday classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is Cindy Lou Who.
She cute.
So cute.
And how terrifying for her to walk in and see some bad guy in her living room stealing all of her festive stuff.
I know, but
I hate it.
Poor little thing.
You know who I think the real victim of that story, though, is Max the dog. He's really abused.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah, I get like Grinch's heart grows or whatever. I'm sorry, too little too late, sir.
I agree. Question number 5. The two former U.S. presidents that have first names that rhyme are Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump.
Oh, Ronnie and Donnie. Those are some cool guys, right?
Cool party, right?
Yeah.
Eek.
No, not friends of the show.
Nope. Question number 6. The three New York pro sports teams with names that rhyme are the Nets, Mets, and Jets.
I think you mean the Nets, the Mets, and the Benny and the Jets.
Ooh, bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, jokes today.
Hey, yeah, coming in punchy. I don't think you meant that, yeah.
I didn't, no.
So pop quiz, Kelly, what are the sports associated with these three teams? Go.
Basketball, baseball, football.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
You get a trophy.
Yay. Question number 7. The form of Japanese ritual suicide involving disembowelment is Harry Carey.
So this is gnarly. I mean, I don't recommend.
Not a friend of the show.
Not a friend of the show.
Question number 8. The 1991 dark comedy film that starred Phoebe Cates and Rick Mayall is Drop Dead Fred.
This is a fun one. I really loved it when I was, I don't know, in middle school. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think I have.
Uh-uh. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've heard that it is good.
It's very campy, for sure.
I think I would like it. Moving on to round 2.
Round number 2 is our audio round. This one is called Strange Brew. Keep it kooky with this music round consisting of songs with odd or unusual titles. So two examples would be Strange Brew or Get Your Freak On. You will get a half point for a song title and a half point for recording artist.
1. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Two.
Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69?
3.
How you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy. And if he still doesn't answer,
I simply say,
four.
Hey girl, I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna F R E A K.
Five. Six. Seven. H.
You're sailing softly through the sun in a broken stone age dawn. You fly so high.
Here are the answers for round two, Strange Brew. Song number one was People Are Strange by The Doors.
People are strange. When you're a stranger.
Song number two was How Bizarre by OMC.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Song number three was Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia.
Love is strange.
Song number four was Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj. Song number five was Weird Science by Oingo Boingo.
Weird science, elastic tubes and butts and...
Song number six was Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. Song number seven was Freak Like Me by Adina Howard. And song number eight was Strange Magic by Electric Light Orchestra.
Strange magic. Strange magic.
So this list is pretty solid. Call me a weirdo. Love is Strange, that Mickey and Sylvia one, was on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
So good.
Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj. That's kind of a new one. It's all over the radio right now, but
yeah,
really fun. New Order, you can't go wrong. Adina Howard, Freak Like Me. Ooh, what an anthem. She's nasty. I like it.
Uh-huh.
And ELO, come on. So a lot of treasures on this list. I'm liking the brew.
There you go. Pour you up some. Moving on to round three.
So round number three goes out to some recent patrons. Hi, Mitch and Jamar. They are a lovely couple who recently hopped on board the Trivia Time patron train. Apparently, Jamar is a big Dungeons & Dragons player. Y'all, I never thought I'd write an entire round on D&D, but here we go. So if you're thinking, I don't know anything about that game, I'm going to skip ahead. Challenge yourself. See if you get a couple right. This round is called Roll for Initiative. Nerds, unite with this round on Dungeons and Dragons. We slay.
Thank you, Mitch and Jamar. Question number one. What is the term for the player who serves as the referee and storyteller during gameplay? Question number two. TNT was a direct and very early competitor to D&D. What did TNT stand for? It holds the title of being the second modern role-playing game published.
Question number 3. A set of polyhedral dice is used to resolve in-game events. When rolled together, the dice total produces a number between 1 and what? Question number 4. There have been 2 D&D variations based on TV shows that have both featured the game, released to date, both of which came out in 2019. List one of the 2 shows for a point. Hint, one is animated, one is not. Question number 5. Included in the 1871 Lewis Carroll novel Alice Through the Looking Glass, what nonsense poem about killing a monster is cited as an influential source for the creation of D&D? Question number 6. Starting in the 1980s, what Christianity-based widespread moral outrage scrutinized D&D for promoting devil worship and witchcraft? This unsubstantiated movement is referred to as what rhyming name? Question number 7. One of the most popular D&D monsters comes from European folklore and is described as a legendary reptile serpent king who can cause death with just one glance. What is this mythical beast? Question number 8. Referred to as soloing, what is the minimum amount of players needed to play D&D?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 3, roll for initiative. Question number 1. The player who serves as the referee and storyteller during gameplay is known as the Dungeon Master.
Sorry, y'all, but that sounds like some BDSM stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I would know. I mean, I really haven't dabbled in either area.
Question number 2.
You're like, moving on.
Okay. And next. Question number 2.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I do know.
Oh.
I got knocked down, but then I got up again. And then I took a whiskey drink and then a vodka drink.
Nice.
And then a lager drink and then a cider drink.
Does that have anything to do with you tumbling down?
It has something to do with me tumbling down. Just kidding. That was a triple tater. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of 1.
D&D's early competitor, TNT, stands for Tunnels and Trolls.
Duh, y'all. Who doesn't love a rousing round of Tunnels and Trolls?
Obviously.
It's wild, you guys.
That's funny.
Tunnels and Trolls is still a game.
Oh, cute.
It's actually still a pretty popular game as well.
Awesome. Good for them.
I mean, I'd prefer a G&T. Get it? I take a gin drink, then a whiskey drink.
Whiskey drink. Yes. Question number 3. Used in D&D, a set of polyhedral dice, when rolled together, produce a number between 1 and 100.
So I have never played D&D. I'm not opposed, but those polyhedral dice do look pretty badass.
Super cool. Lots of possibilities.
Because they look like gems. Really cool. I know. I'm in.
Question number 4. You needed to list one of the 2 D&D variations based on TV shows that came out in 2019, and they are Rick and Morty and Stranger Things.
So I guess Rick and Morty had some sort of a special episode all about D&D, and D&D comes up all the time in Stranger Things.
Yes, those 2 go together.
No, oh, yeah, those cutie little nerds play that game all the time.
So cute. I love it.
Me too.
Question number 5.
The 1871 Alice Through the Looking Glass nonsense poem cited as an influential source for D&D is Jabberwocky.
Pop quiz Kelly, what is the name of the monster called in the Jabberwocky poem?
Don't know.
It is called the Jabberwock.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Ew, nice. Do I know anything?
Stop it.
Question number 6. The Christianity-based widespread moral outrage that scrutinized D&D for promoting devil worship and witchcraft is known as the Satanic Panic.
I don't think it's ever ended, to be honest.
No.
You know what I mean?
I didn't really realize D&D was such a big part of the Satanic Panic, but it comes up in Stranger Things, so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
In the new season? Or?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, whatever. It was also when kids that were just wearing all black were pegged with all these crimes that they had nothing to do with, you know?
For sure.
Stupid.
Satanic Panic. Not a friend of the show.
Not a friend of the show.
Question number 7. The popular D&D monster, described as a legendary reptile serpent king who can cause death with just one glance, is a basilisk.
Scary guy.
Eek.
He's like a reptile, but he has like 8 legs or something. Not cool.
Lots of death, it seems, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a lot of monsters. So part of the reason the satanic panic like really reared up on D&D is because some of the characters are actually based on these other mythical beasts and whatnot.
Sure.
But harpies in particular are these, you know, women with wings, you know, hybrid characters but have breasts.
Ah.
So it was like
witchy.
Whoa, no way.
Too far.
Yeah. And nudity. Yeah. Okay.
Question number 8. Referred to as soloing, the minimum amount of players needed to play D&D is 2.
Kind of tricky with the soloing.
A little misleading.
Term. Yeah. Even if you only have 2 players, one of them actually still has to act as the dungeon master. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does.
So it is kind of like rolling solo.
Yeah, for sure. Moving on to round 4.
Taking a really hard, sharp veer, 180 degrees from D&D, round number 4 goes out to our recent patron, Matthew. Matthew's girlfriend, Emily, among just about all other women and queers, and even some straight guys probably, are big fans of Harry Styles.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. You know who also loves Harry Styles is our listener, Hannah, who did a little college road trip with her mom, and they broke up their Harry Styles and Taylor Swift listenings with our show. Shout out to Hannah. But back to Matthew and Emily. This round goes out to Emily. It is called Harry's House. This round is on everyone's favorite dimpled dreamboat, Harry Styles, friend of the show.
Thank you, Matthew and Emily. Question number 1. Harry Styles' musical career began on what music competition TV series? Question number 2. In 2020, Harry wore a Gucci dress on the cover of what fashion magazine? Question number 3. What Grammy-winning 2019 album with a rhyming title, including the hit singles Watermelon Sugar, Golden, and Adore You? Question number 4. Styles made his acting debut as a British soldier in what 2017 Christopher Nolan film? Question number 5. In 2014, Harry wore a jersey showing support for what NFL player who became the first openly gay player drafted? Question number 6. In 2016, Harry visited what upper house of parliament in the UK to attend a Brexit debate, stating, "Anything that brings people together is better than things that pull people apart." Question number 7. After nearly 2 years of dating, what filmmaker and Harry have recently announced their relationship has come to an end? Question number 8.
The message of positivity and love that has become Harry's slogan, appearing on his merchandise, is abbreviated to TPWK. What does TPWK stand for? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 4, Harry's House. Question number 1. Harry Styles' musical career began on the music competition TV series The X Factor.
I never really got into 1D, but I love Harry Styles.
Yeah, same. I joined the train late, but I am here and I'm on it.
Yes, but I think that Harry could have had a solo career from day one, honestly.
I agree, he's a star.
Not that I'm mad at his art.
No, I'm here for it. I love a boy band, but...
And I don't.
Question number 2. In 2020, Harry wore a Gucci dress on the cover of Vogue.
I think all those satanic panic non-friends of the show really reared up about that. What are you doing to masculinity? We're having a good time, whatever.
I reared up too. Question number 3. The 2019 album with the hit singles Watermelon Sugar, Golden, and Adore You is... Fine Line.
Fine indeed.
Tell me more about this Watermelon Sugar, sir.
Calm down.
What? It's just about watermelon, right?
Mm-hmm. And sugar. All of those hits are great. This album was so solid.
So good. Question number 4. Styles made his acting debut as a British soldier in the 2017 film Dunkirk.
Yeah, I'm not much for war films, but I was like, I'll make an exception here.
Yes, I did see this one as well. Question number 5. In 2014, Harry wore a jersey showing support for the first openly gay player drafted in the NFL, Michael Sam.
Friends of the show.
Yeah.
I think that's really awesome that he has been so supportive of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah. I mean, he's out here queer baiting us all, so it's nice that he's supportive too.
Dude, bait me all day long. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I'm happily baited. Question number 6. The upper house of parliament Harry attended a Brexit debate in 2016 is the House of Lords.
How's that Brexit stuff going for you?
Womp womp.
Womp womps. Multiple womps.
Question number 7. The filmmaker that Harry recently split from is Olivia Wilde.
Did you hear that they broke up?
No, I didn't. What? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Heard it here first. I think more than anything, Harry Styles just got fed up with LA.
Super reasonable. Question number 8. Harry's slogan that is abbreviated to TPWK stands for Treat People with Kindness.
What a novel concept.
It has to be a whole slogan.
Oh, well, I do have a t-shirt that is Treat People with Kindness from his line.
Cute.
It's super cute. Love it.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. Located in Nevada, what infamous U.S. Air Force facility is officially called Hobby Airport or Groom Lake? Question number 2. Lindsay Lohan starred in what 2004 teen comedy film that featured the tagline, Watch Your Back? Question number 3. Musician Questlove is best known for his work with what hip-hop group that serves as a backing band to late-night comedian host Jimmy Fallon? Question number 4. What brand of hair products features a signature green bottle and a 2-in-1 formula? This product has been advertised with such interesting slogans as Don't be an animal and bouncin' and behavin'. Question number 5. What is the recreational sport of jumping from fixed objects using a parachute to descend safely to the ground? Question number 6. Denzel Washington was nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of the titular character in what 1992 Spike Lee biopic film? Question number 7. Lead singer Ian Curtis tragically took his own life in 1980 at the age of 23. What English rock band was he a member of? Remaining members went on to form the synth rock group New Order. It's connection time. And question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. Located in Nevada, the U.S. Air Force facility, officially called Homey Airport or Groom Lake, is better known as Area 51.
Both of those other names are pretty weird, like Homey and Groom Lake. I'd never even heard of them.
Yeah, pretty weird.
Since when? Apparently always.
Huh. Question number 2. The 2004 teen comedy film that featured the tagline, "Watch your back," is Mean Girls.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Ugh. What's good these days?
What a classic movie. Love it.
Yeah, super great.
Question number 3. Musician Questlove is best known for his work with the group The Roots.
He's a cool guy. I love his laugh. It seems so insincere. You know, he's like, ah ha ha ha, ha ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. He's a mega talent.
Yeah, insane.
Question number 4. The brand of hair products that features a signature green bottle and a 2-in-1 formula is Pert Plus.
No, thank you.
I don't believe 2-in-1s. You can't do it all.
No. If you try to please all, you please none. It just takes me back to middle school PE swimming days where we'd have to pile in a bus, go to the high school pool.
Ugh, the worst.
And, you know, we'd have like 4 minutes to shower and get changed. And all of our bodies are like, you know, in this weird polymorphic shapeshift, unpleasant.
What a time.
State. And we all had those little toiletry bottles of Pert Plus.
Ugh.
And we're just so awkward, and I was just trying to like change behind my towel, you know. Oh my God, the worst. No more Pert Plus forever. I'm done with you, girl.
Question number 5. The recreational sport of jumping from fixed objects with a parachute is base jumping.
Totally insane. And a fun fact is BASE is actually an acronym that stands for Buildings, Antennae, Spans, and Earth. Like, what?
I did not know that. Fun fact.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
The antennae sort of references like radio towers, and spans references bridges.
No, thank you. I'll stay here.
That's a tough one. You're welcome for me not having you list what BASE stood for. Nobody's getting that.
No.
Crazy.
Question number 6. The 1992 Spike Lee biopic film that starred Denzel Washington was Malcolm X.
And we will also just accept X because that film was often just sort of referred to as X.
Question number 7. Ian Curtis was the lead singer of the English rock band Joy Division.
So good. I actually really enjoyed the film about them called Control. Did you watch that one?
Oh, I have not seen it.
It's good. Obviously, he was tortured. He died too soon, but what came out of that arrangement was New Order, and New Order's legacy is incredible. You know, New Order's so good.
Yeah, that's true.
So both outfits definitely like made their mark, but bummer about Ian Curtis because, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Talented sad guy.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Area 51,
Mean Girls,
The Roots,
Pert Plus,
Bass Jumping,
Malcolm X,
and Joy Division.
And all of those answers contain math terms.
Sure do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Math.
I included a picture of a calculator. What is on that calculator? Kelly.
Obviously, boobs.
Incorrect. It is 80,085.
Oh.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Okay, why is it upside down? Before we get to that bonus anagram, it's time for the visual round answers for the month of November. Our visual round was called Snip Tuck and featured famous fashion designers. You had to name each fashion designer for a point. Image number one was Coco Chanel. Image number two was Sean P. Diddy Combs. Image number three was Alexander McQueen. Image number four was Giorgio Armani. Image number five was Yves Saint Laurent. Image number six was Betsy Johnson. Image number seven was Vera Wang. And image number eight was Tom Ford.
I'm wearing a Coco Chanel hoodie right now.
You are?
Just kidding. No, it's a trivia time hoodie.
Nice.
It's cool when you wear your own band's t-shirt to your own show, right?
Of course, obviously. Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was bald meat arm.
That sounds yucky.
Yum.
Oh.
Just kidding. The question that went with this anagram was, what American Idol runner-up and openly gay vocalist joined the rock band Queen in 2011? And the answer is Adam Lambert. Bald meat arm scrambles up to be Adam Lambert.
I guess that does it, Kelly. Thanks so much for talking to me. Good job, friend.
Woohoo! Thank you all so much for listening to us.
Yeah, this was a good one. Really ran the gamut of subjects.
Sure did. We've got something for everyone here at Trivia Time.
And those patron rounds really keep me busy learning about things that I never would have thought to write categories on. It's pretty fun, so keep those coming.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
And if you want to hop on our Patreon train, you definitely should, because you get a bonus episode every month and some little perks. So why not? Take the plunge, y'all.
Sign on now for December's.
Great holiday gift for your fellow taters as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Kelly, I hope you have a good week.
You too.
We will talk to everybody next Tuesday.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House.
This week's background and answer break music was Weekends by Day Fox.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
The Roots. Sorry. I just got flooded with saliva. That was really unpleasant. Okay. The Roots. Weird little confession. I even shave my arms.
I do too. You know this.
Makes my tattoos look prettier.
I just hate hair. Mm-hmm. Just like freak out.